Yorkshire Business Market on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Very pleased to say I'm joined in the studio today by Brian Dunsby from the Yorkshire Business Market, Mark Lancaster as well from the Yorkshire Business Market, and Mike Edward from the Federation of Small Businesses. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me in the studio today. It's great to have you here to look ahead to the Yorkshire Business Market, which is fast approaching. Really looking forward to it again this year. So how's it looking at the moment, Brian? It sounds like it's going really well so far.
Yes, it is. It's going very well. We opened for bookings on the 9th of January and we're already half sold. It's quite amazing. It's much better than previous years. We got started earlier and bookings are coming in thick and fast. So we're very pleased with that. And we've only got half of the remaining hall to sell.
Which
is fantastic.
And
that we will do, and we'll be sold out early, I'm quite sure. So it is important for anyone who's interested in having a stall at the business market to get their booking in quickly and then have a choice of the available stalls as soon as they paid.
And it's set to be a great year as well for the seminar programme. I know you're trying something slightly different this year in the lengths, aren't you, Mark?
That's right, James. I mean, we have looked at the seminar programme year on year. We've always looked at the feedback from visitors and from the exhibitors. And we've tried to make the seminar package this year work slightly differently. We want short, sharp presentations. So they're going to be half an hour long on average. It's going to be a pretty tight turnaround for quite a few people in one room. So, but the actual programme itself is now fully booked and it will be released on the website next week. So we've got speakers who've been with us before and some new speakers, but Steve Phillips has returned this year from his LinkedIn presentation to attract more business, more of the right customers. We've got a new speaker, Peter Little, from the Officers Association, and I know Mike's going to be talking about that a little bit later on, but he's actually said he's going to do a half an hour talking about the employment of ex-service personnel. We've got Ruth Whiteley from The Apprentice. She's back again this year to take us through her sales and business development masterclass. Gary Lumby, maybe not a lot of people have heard about Gary, but he runs a business called Focus on Success. He's been in business for years. He's done an awful lot of work mentoring small businesses, taking managers and teams through change. He's earned himself an MBE doing so, so it's well worth probably attending his seminar. One of our new sponsors this year, NY Design, they're actually going to be producing their new social media channel marketing, understanding the value of marketing on social media. And I'm pleased to say this is a little bit of a change to the overall programme, but Colin Tweed is returning this year to take us through his very successful programme on how to be a great networker. So it looks like it's going to be quite a year, and the seminars are hopefully designed for both visitors and exhibitors to get the most out of the day.
As a local, as a small startup or a micro business, to come and visit this and have the chance to go to those seminars, it's priceless, really, isn't it? You don't want to miss this kind of networking and an event that you are putting on this
year. It is an opportunity, and some people are slightly put off by seminars. We are trying very carefully with all of our presenters to not create something that's traditionally known as death by PowerPoint. We do want them to be interactive. We do want the sessions to be useful and of value to people. And also, we're all always keen to listen to what people actually want and need. But we think that the mix is quite right for this year for the market that we're aiming for.
And an area of the Yorkshire business market that was really successful last year as well was the FSB Breakfast, the Federation of Small Business. So that's happening again this year, isn't it? So could you tell us a bit more about that as well, Mike?
Yeah, we've got three speakers. We've got Lee Jackson, who is the president of the Professional Speakers Association. He's coming to give you advice of how to make a presentation within 15 minutes. Then we've got Andy Hatfield, who is the deputy commander of the 4th Brigade. And this year, the FSB and Harrogate are concentrating on services, getting ex-service personnel into jobs. So Andy Hatfield is coming to tell us how service personnel are prepared for the business outside. And then we're going to have another speaker who is an employer of ex-servicemen who are coming to tell us how and why he employs ex-servicemen and the benefits that they bring.
If people want to find out about how to do the breakfast, how do they do that as well?
The website is not yet open for booking. That's going to come early next week, I'm hoping, when we get Eventbrite set up to take bookings. However, having said that, I've got three bookings already. People have seen it on the Yorkshire Business Market website and come through to us and booked already. So it will go very, very quickly. So keep an eye out for early next week.
Definitely. The YBM, Yorkshire Business Market this year, what's the kind of focus? I know we've mentioned it before, we've touched on it, but what's the focus this year, Mark?
Well, as you said last time, we are trying to focus. It's the first time we've ever had a theme. Mm-hmm. And we want to focus on our startup and micro businesses. We want to see that they have a positive effect on our economy. And in sporting terms, they are the grassroots of the economy. And if we recognise their success, that underpins the growth of the regional economy. So we have made space available to them. But it's also important that larger businesses see these smaller startups as something to grow and develop with. It's a useful way of small businesses making contact and big businesses understanding what the needs of small businesses are. So in one day, there is the opportunity of being able to get that level of exposure, and it will give smaller businesses a platform to really, really shout about what they do. And there are some really innovative businesses out there. This area does actually breed some entrepreneurs and really good innovative businesses.
I know there's some great business ideas out there, like you mentioned, Mark, but Brian, they need support, don't they, to become established? You can't just have a great idea.
Yes, this has been something that I've learned through many years of doing small business advice and guidance through the Institute. A good product or service is not enough to succeed in business. You really got to have the other two legs of a three-legged stool. You've got to understand the marketplace you're aiming for. It's got to be a properly focused business that's got a real market that you can identify and you can target. And then you've got to have the money. You've got to have the money in place. You've got to have the accounting systems in place. And you can find out more about all of these issues, how to raise money and control money, how to do marketing, and how to manage it all through the many exhibitors at the Yorkshire Business Market and the seminars. So if you are thinking of starting a business, or if you've just got going, this is the time to really strengthen your portfolio of knowledge and experience by spending a day at the Yorkshire Business Market.
There isn't a better way locally, really, to get in front of other businesses, so many businesses, face-to-face and get great advice, is there? And networking with the FSB as well, and contacts around the aisles as well, and getting the support you need. How do you take part? Maybe somebody's listening now and they want to find out more. Spaces are going very quickly, as you've already mentioned, Brian. How do they get in touch to find
website,
out?
yorkshirebusinessmarket.org, and right on the homepage, you can book a stand and you can book a visit.
And what I love about the new website as well is you can see the stands, can't you? So you can see what's available.
Yes, you can. You can go in and see what's left. They're all marked in red, the ones that have been sold. So if you do need to book a stand and you want a specific space at the event, then you do need to go online and book today. But also the visitor registration's open as well, and that's also going fairly well. So it is free to visitors, so I'd encourage people to go and register as soon as possible. So they can take advantage of the updates on the website as well, because the website gets updated virtually every day at the moment, so there is plenty to look at, there's plenty of information, and our news page is carrying lots and lots of information to help you before the event and after the event.
Brian, Mark, Mike, thank you so much for coming today. Thank really you. Appreciate you taking the time. We're looking forward to a great event.
Yorkshire Business Market on Stray FM's Business Hub.